And welcome back to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and Tony Paulin with your continuing coverage of the Senior Bowl here in Mobile, Alabama. And Tony, we want to talk about a few guys who fans may not know, some under-the-radar guys who are from small schools and have a chance to impress this week. And some of these guys have. Let's start on the offense at wide receiver. Aaron Millett, a big receiver from Elon.
A productive receiver as well. I mean, he looks like he's belonged all week. There have been some very good defensive backs here, some big physical defensive backs. Elon gets right up to the line. He fights to get off the off jams at the line of scrimmage. He's shown a burst. He's shown the ability to really catch everything that's thrown his way, and a lot of his passes have been wayward. I think, you know, he hasn't been spectacular, but he looks like he belongs at this level, and that's what you're looking for in a small school receiver.
Sticking on the offense, tell us about offensive lineman Garrett Gilkey.
From Chadron State, I mean, first he passes the eyeball test. The guy's almost 6'6", and he looks imposing. Got out on the field, played both tackle and guard yesterday. At one point, he basically stunned John Jenkins, knocked him to the ground, and Jenkins really has had his way with just about everybody the past 2 days. He's a solid athlete. He plays with good fundamentals. Again, a guy who needs to polish his game, but has shown the skills here the past 2 days that translate well to the next level.
Flipping sides of the line of scrimmage, tell us about Montori Hughes.
A player who started his career at Tennessee, was dismissed, went to Tennessee Martin, did not practice on Monday. Today, he looked special today, for lack of a better word. Explosive, powerful, was constantly bull rushing Xavier Nixon, Dalton Freeman off the line of scrimmage, back into the pocket. So I think people watch him today and think, you know what? This guy can line up in can start in a four-man line at defensive tackle or even be used at nose tackle. And that sort of versatility and the skills he showed today really going to help elevate his draft stock.
Last small school guy we want to talk about is a cornerback from William & Mary and also an electric return man, B.W. Webb.
Right, and he's shown some good cover skills. Again, like Mellett, shows has not backed down to a challenge, looks like he belongs. Afforded real good coverage both in the short field as well as down the field. Has not gotten beat by anybody long. You talk about the return skills, that'll come Saturday. If he's able to really show himself as a good return man and turn in some productive punt or kick returns, it's going to bode even well for him.
So as the draft continues, you know about the big school guys, but don't forget about the small school guys who are primed to make an impact at the next level. Tony Paulin and Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.